From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama meets with Cuban President Raul Castro at the Summit of the Americas. The highly anticipated meeting on the sidelines of the summit in Panama was the first formal meeting between leaders of the two nations in more than half a century. Speaking later to reporters, Mr. Obama said Saturday's talks could serve as a turning point as Washington and Havana seek to restore full diplomatic ties. He also said the majority of Americans support rapprochement with Cuba.
There is majority support of our policy in the United States, and there's overwhelming support for our policy in Cuba. I think people recognize that if you keep on doing something for 50 years and it doesn't work, you should try something new. And so the American people don't need to be persuaded that this is, in fact, the right thing to do.
Saturday's talks came after the two leaders announced plans in December to normalize bilateral relations. Saudi Arabia says at least 500 insurgent Shiites have been killed along its border with Yemen since a Saudi-led coalition launched airstrikes late last month against Houthi rebels seeking to gain control of Yemen. A statement also said that three Saudi border guards were killed in a mortar attack Friday in the province of Narjan. The Saudi Defense Ministry statement did not provide details on how the death toll was tabulated. A coalition spokesman earlier in the day said that there had been 1,200 coalition airstrikes between March 26th and midday Saturday, including sorties on the southern port of Aden that killed at least 22 people. For more on these stories, please visit our website. This is VOA News. Sporadic political violence erupted Saturday in Nigeria with 7 people killed as voters went to the polls to elect governors and other state representatives. Voters were electing 36 state governors with 29 of the races contested. Turnout appeared to be weaker than in the national presidential election 2 weeks ago when Muhammadu Buhari ousted incumbent Goodluck Jonathan. Abayomi Titus Doladele is one of those voting in Lagos.
We are looking for the future that in 5 years' time, Lagos will be more and more beautiful like other world countries. So that is why we are working for it, so that we achieve what we want.
Modern Nigeria's political history has been marred by coups, and former President Jonathan became the first head of state voted out of office in a peaceful change of power. An Egyptian court has sentenced Mohamed Badi, the leader of the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood, and 13 other defendants to death for inciting violence. The sentences handed down Saturday also included life imprisonment for U.S.-Egyptian citizen Mohamed Sultan, convicted of supporting the militant group. The White House released a statement late Saturday calling for Mr. Sultan's release. The statement said the United States remains deeply concerned about Mr. Sultan's health, which has suffered during his 20-month-long incarceration. The sentences can be appealed, a process that could take years. The men are among the thousands detained after the ousting of Islamist President Mohamed Morsi in 2013. Survivors and veterans who liberated the Buchenwald death camp in Germany gathered to mark 70 years since its liberation during World War II on Saturday. Unlike Auschwitz in Poland, Buchenwald was not considered one of the camps designed by the Nazis as part of their final solution to systematically annihilate European Jews. It was equipped, however, with crematoria and gas chambers. 56,000 people, 11,000 of them Jewish, perished at Buchenwald. Law enforcement officials say the U.S. Capitol building was locked down for a few hours as a precaution after shots were fired when a man killed himself outside the building. Capitol Police spokeswoman Kimberly Schneider described the suspected shooter as neutralized after a self-inflicted gunshot. At the Masters Golf Tournament in Augusta, Georgia, American Jordan Spieth has a 4-stroke lead over Englishman Justin Rose headed into Sunday's final round. The 21-year-old Spieth fired a 2-under par 70 in the third round. He's 16-under par for the tournament. For more on these stories, please visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.